Also, last week I went to a concert. I went to show the Fleet Foxes, and I saw them at the Paramount in Oakland. And I went with a friend of mine from high school, or even actually earlier than that. And anyway, we went, and so we got there, and we had pretty good tickets. We were on the floor, and we got there like whatever, 20 minutes before the show. Got like right where we wanted to be, not too far front, not in the back, right in the middle. Not crowding anybody, and then up walk these people, and they're like, yeah, they're next to us, no big deal, but they're talking really loud, and you could just tell they're gonna talk through the entire show.
From the moment they arrived.
Yeah, you could just tell,
Oh
like,
my God.
oh my God, what's going on? Yeah, oh, totally, oh yeah, this is gonna be so awesome, oh my God. It's like, dude, shut up, right? I don't know what to say. I mean, you're allowed to talk a little bit, but like, we could just tell that it's like, dude, these guys are gonna talk.
Well, I mean, isn't the concert loud enough that you can't?
I guess I don't know. Like, I've been to a couple of concerts where people just talk during it, and you can tell. It's
Really?
like it's loud enough, but it wasn't like a huge. It wasn't like a metal show or something like that where you can't even hear yourself think. It was like there were like parts where they weren't playing and parts where they were playing. And like maybe you can say something to the person next to you during the between the songs, but really don't have a full-on conversation, right? Or like, so we moved over. Maybe like we were like, all right, forget this. We're gonna move over like maybe 20 feet to the right. So we went out and went back in, kind of like found another area where it was kind of like less crowded, and then it was perfect. Like we found our little niche, and like I'm a tall guy, so I try not to block people. So I try to stand kind of behind somebody else who's kind of tall, so I'm not annoying anybody, and I'm like taking the hit, and I can see anyway, And then the show, like maybe like, they're just about to start, and then there's these guys who like try to push their way up to the front. Those guys came. Right. And they were like pushing their way up. They were making it, and then they pushed by me. And then somebody had basically said, no, you're not coming by me. But they were like right in front of me when they finally got like blocked. And so the guy was literally standing 3 inches in front of my face. It's like, dude, like I'm standing here, right? Like I tried to get this spot, Like I like planned out this spot. I tried to get it. And then now you're standing 3 inches in front of my face. And this guy was kind of tall too. He was like maybe 6'2" or 6'3". And he was with these like three other guys, and they were talking the whole time.
Dude, it's so hard when no one respects your social norms. Like, you should wear a t-shirt with your social norms printed on it.
Yeah, I
Just
should.
be like, one, no talking during concerts.
That's a rule. It shouldn't be.
Two, if you're tall, don't stand in front of me if I've already claimed my space.
Exactly, yes. And three, dude, like a foot of like space. Like a nice foot from like
Okay.
foot radius. No
Well,
talking.
was this like a jump up and down show? Was it like
No,
a
no.
there was no possibility of a mosh
No,
pit?
and I was nowhere near the front where a mosh pit would even
Do people
happen.
still do mosh pits, or are those like so 1990s?
No, I think if you go to a metal show,
Okay.
like I just don't go to, I think it's just as maybe as you get older, your propensity to go to a show with mosh is less likely.
Yeah.
Like maybe if, yeah, and then maybe like as your age increases, you're less likely to jump around and punch people. I'm old.
I'll show you.
Why can't we all just sit down?
I'm taking my cane into the pit, Mildred.
And then these guys, okay, that on top of that, they
Three
all,
douchebags.
yeah, and they were like talking the whole time and like so excited. And then, well, I mean, I guess it's okay to be excited, but and then they ordered a beer from the waitress who's walking around.
Oh wow, it was a concert with a waitress, huh?
Yeah. That's a whole
That
nother thing,
well, I mean, now okay, I'm getting a better picture for your concert. It's this is not an arena or anything like
No,
that.
it
This
was
is a
kind of like,
smaller
yeah, I mean,
venue.
have you been to the Fillmore?
No.
It's kind of like the Fillmore where it's just like it's a fairly big area, but
An
like
intimate show.
it's not necessarily intimate, but it's not very crowded.
Okay.
It's not ultra crowded. Nobody's like usually pushing very much.
Okay.
But it's a theater. It's nice, but they do have occasionally these waitresses that kind of come around. And I don't even know how that works because there's like probably like 500 people and there's like one waitress.
Yeah.
And she has to like push her way through the crowd with all these drinks and stuff. So
Right.
anyway, she does this and sell some beer, and then these guys proceed to drop a beer. Like somebody dropped, one of them dropped a beer and it splashed all over somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, it was the worst. Like you guys either, not ruin my concert. That's what I say about that, you know? It's just not... Yeah, well, those are my rules, I guess.
And then they gave you swine flu.
Yeah, well, my computer anyway. How are you feeling? You feel like pretty healthy these days?
Oh, yeah. I feel good. No, I do feel... I feel good. But I've noticed that, like, really, I had never heard of swine flu before, I think, Monday.
Right,
and
right.
Today is Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's huge now. Like, everyone talks about, like, I was at my internship, and, like, the basically what counts as the water cooler conversation now is, like, swine flu and stuff like that. It's like, whoa. This is it's kind of funny. And what I really want swine flu to be is a disease that kind of mutates you into a half pig creature, and then you have to like attack other people and give them swine flu.
Why do you want that?
I just think that would be a much better thing than like the flu.
Well, yeah, it's kind of confusing because you read about I first read about it maybe like earlier this week or maybe the end of last week even, and you read this article and it's like. You know, swine flu is sweeping the nation away.
This is the greatest band ever. Swine flu. Then this outbreak happens. They're like, shit, we have to change our name.
Let's change our name to H15N or whatever it is. And like, it's sweeping the nation. Apparently, like a million people have died. And then three days later, well, okay, yeah.
Dispute some of your facts.
Actually 100 people or something like that. But then apparently only 2 people died. Or like 7. I don't know if you read this, but initially they claimed like 140 people died in Mexico.
Right. Well, how is that many people have died, but it's suspected. And they only, I guess it takes, a while to confirm that someone had swine flu or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were sort of like, okay, this looks like swine flu, what this person died from.
Right. Well, the thing is, the symptoms of the swine flu are the exact same as the flu.
Right. But I guess they usually don't expect... like young healthy people to die of the flu.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did read that, well, you know, there's this big deal about swine flu because 100 people have died potentially from it. The regular flu already has killed 13,000 people this year.
Yeah, and like apparently it's like 80,000 a year or some very
it's
high like, number.
Yeah,
it's, yeah. It's, so it's like whatever.
Holy!
Do you usually get like a flu shot, or would you ever get a flu shot?
I don't think I've ever done it. I may have done it once. I had the flu once, and it knocked me out, man.
Yeah.
I was out for... It was, what was it, like my sophomore year of college or something?
Okay.
And I came home for winter break, did Christmas, and I was working. I had 3 weeks off for winter break, and that was pretty sweet. I was working at my summer job again just to get some money, and you get holiday and overtime, and it was, nice. So I worked the first 2 weeks, and then I told them, I was like, oh, I'm going back to college. But I actually had another week. And so I was like, sweet, free week. And then I proceeded to go to this New Year's party. And we were up all night, and it was winter, and we were jumping in the pool and that sort of thing. And I came down with the flu, and I was just laid out that whole week. I was like... And it was the first year that I was doing swimming regularly.
Oh, okay.
And so I came back from school feeling really strong and in great shape and that sort of thing. And I was swimming more than a mile a day.
Yeah.
And then I came back and I got this flu, and just 1 week it just knocked it out of me, and I was just so weak after that. It took a long time. It took like a month to really recover, even after I had beaten the flu.
Really?
You know.
Yeah, then I guess I've never gotten it, because I've heard that also. I've heard other people say, like, it just really took me out, like, whatever, and, like...
Yeah, you can't do anything.
No.
Like, you're pretty much on your back, just sort of, like, sick. It's weird. You would think, like, oh, I can, I'm sick, I have a stuffy nose, but I can still function,
yeah.
You know? But it's, like, the most you can really do is sort of, like, walk around your house.
Does Theraflu help? Like, does any of... Like, cause it seems like you see all these commercials on TV, and there's always, like, flu commercial or flu medicine commercials and stuff, and it seems like that's just kind of, like, for people who have a really serious cold.
Yeah, because, like, yeah. I think they are really more like.
I mean, if you have a flu, like you're saying, it's like I don't understand how any medicine could help you.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I guess it, you know, it's like you have a fever a lot, and that's.
Yeah, I mean, there must be. I'm thinking like there might be different levels of flu. Is that possible?
Well, I mean, there's different reactions, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah.
And I've also heard, and I'm not sure if this is true, but like the issue at times is your immune system goes on like high level, and that can actually be what's really bad because like your immune system is what creates fevers and stuff like that.
Oh.
And because it raises your body temperature to try and kill the bacteria or virus or whatever. But that can be really bad for you. Like you can die from a fever if you have it too long.
Makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's your immune system that's bad. But anyway, that's way too serious.
Yeah. Boo!